of which town is in, you see, the, oh well, it'd be the LNA, like the LNA depot at Winfield, or the LNA depot at Minden, or some other station out some other town that way.
The open place in town around the courthouse is called the...
Well, around the courthouse is mostly the open place. And mostly the business place in town besides the shopping, you see. Of course, any kind of store you shop at, drugstore, or dry goods store, grocery store, or hardware store, or any kind of that way.
Mm-hmm.
The shopping you do, but the most important place is the post office.
Mm-hmm.
That there's more people go to the post office, that is regular, than they do at the courthouse.
Uh-huh. What, you know, sometimes there'll be grass that grows around the courthouse, the green place, and you'd call that the...
Well, that's a, call that the sidewalks, and the yard, the courthouse yard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they usually didn't put grass in, you see, well, but they put grass in and out and they mow it.
Mm-hmm.
And mow the sidewalks too.
They didn't used to have grass in it?
No, didn't have grass, just dirt. They'd sweep them, take a broom and sweep them. And people out in the country, they'd go down on the branch somewhere where there was these here switch canes, make them a broom out of that, or go out in the woods and get them a huckleberry bush, or a dogwood bush, small dogwood bush, and making brooms out of that. And to sweep the house, they'd go in a broom sage patch, get some broom sage and make them a broom out to sweep the house with. And if they wanted a little broom to sweep the stove out, get the ashes out, well, they'd get a little broom sage, broom to sweep, like I have out on that little house.
Say if you had bought something, you said the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he...
He'd make a bill of it.
Or like meat, he took out the paper, some of that white paper and he...
He put the meat on that white paper and cut it, cut it up,
and then,
sliced it.
And then to cover the meat up, you say he took out the paper and he...
He'd cover it, he'd wrap it.
Uh-huh.
He'd wrap the meat up.
He took the meat and he...
Yeah, and he'd take and he'd wrap it up.
Uh-huh. If he had done that, you'd say he...
He's already wrapped it.
And you'd say, when I got home with it, I...
Unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it...
Cheaper, or less money than I paid for it.
Uh-huh. You'd be selling it at a... Wouldn't be at a profit, it'd be at...
No, it'll lose, loss, selling at a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, well, I like it, but it...
It's a little too high, or I don't have enough money to pay for it.
If you wanted to know the price, you'd ask someone, how much
does it come to, or what price would you put it down to?
Or how much does it, what?
Cost.
And you'd say, I'd buy it except that it's what too much?
It's worth too much. I'd buy it. Your price is too high, or I'd buy it, or it's worth too much.
And on the first of the month, the bill is?
Bill due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your?
Your fees.
Or your?
Well, if you belong to a club, you'd have to pay your dues.
If you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to